Cooper and Una on iRadio.
And so earlier on, we learned that producer Kieran's mother plucks his eyebrow, his monobrow, for him when there's a stray hair in the middle of his forehead.
A big thick one sticking out.
Yeah, she feeds him, gets him in a carb coma.
And gets him on the couch and then doink.
And so we've been all been sharing our home DIY disaster stories on 087 1102 107. Nicole has sent us this one in. And all I can say is, ouchy, uncomfortable, and how the hell did you get out of this situation?
During COVID, everywhere was locked down, and I got a home waxing kit online.
Home waxing kit, everyone. What do you reckon? Any guesses to what happened? Waxing kit?
Yeah. Too much hair is gone.
To save some money and to wax or whatever.
Yep.
So I was doing my bikini line.
Ooh.
And it was one of these things where the wax dries in and you put it, peel it off, you don't need the strips.
Oh.
But of course I sat down.
Oh no.
While I waited for the wax to dry and my legs got stuck together.
Oh God! I don't think I need to hear any more. Jeez.
Oh God.
Oh.
I don't. I honestly don't want to play any more of that.
No, we need to.
We need to find out what happens. Okay, all right, what happens?
So, yeah, that's my disaster. I had to use coconut oil and baby lotion and everything trying to get it off.
There you go. I'd say the house smelled lovely, though.
Oh, God.
Smelled lovely. Yeah. Listen, keep them coming on 087-1102-107 because we've biggest disco festival Friday tickets to give away. We've got a pair of tickets here now if you want to share your DIY disaster stories on 087-1102-107.
When we were growing up, my friend thought that we were all plucking our eyebrows. She lived in a house full of lads, she had a few brothers, and she thought we were plucking our eyelashes.
Oh no.
Oh, I couldn't believe it when she told us. She must have been in agony. Oh, we were rolling around the place laughing at her.
Plucked her eyelashes instead of eyebrows.
Oh, hey. Such a horrid thought, though.
It's very close. It's like literally like less than, it's 2 centimetres apart. Like, you know?
I can never use an eyelash curler because I'm so frightened of just ripping the eyelashes out.
I think you're better off not going near an eyelash curler.
Why?
Because, you know, you sat on a curling iron and you've
I set on my hair straightener. There's a difference.
Oh, okay. They're,
yeah.
They're both things
both
that
hot.
Are both hot and plugged into the wall and stuck to your bum.
Yeah.
All right, keep them coming. 087-1102-107. DIY disaster. Kieran, are you okay? You just keep rubbing your eyeballs.
Oh, the thought of that. Sorry, the pain of your eyes.
Stop it. Stop it.
It'd be burning on your eyelids.
Hey, well, we're talking about DIY beauty disasters because producer Kieran revealed that his mother plucks his eyebrows for him when he tends to get a monobrow. And we've all been sharing our DIY disaster stories, and we would like to get yours so you can win a pair of tickets to Friday's Biggest Disco, September 8th, 9th and 10th. It's at the Big Top in Blackhall and Mullingar, biggestdisco.com for the full lineup. iRadio is Mark McCabe. It's playing on Saturday. Niall Dunn as well from iRadio and Paul Byrne from iRadio all playing along with some of the biggest names to bring you back to your youth. All right? So check it out. Keep your WhatsApps coming in 087-1102-107 sharing your DIY disaster stories. Let's go to Offaly now. Helena, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Helena.
How's it going?
We're really good. So yours is like extreme. So tell us exactly what happened. You were doing DIY nails, was it?
Yeah, well, I was doing, you know, like the penny stick-on nails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a little tube of glue.
Oh, okay.
But there were the tube, I had them a few weeks, so the tube had kind of dried up a little bit. So in order for me to kind of get the glue out, I put it between my teeth to squeeze it.
Not advised.
No,
yeah.
It came out the wrong end, so it came out into my mouth.
Oh,
instead
gross.
Of So my mouth was kind of glued together. Both A&E.
What?
Said
that quickly
it,
that it glued your mouth together?
Yeah.
I know for a fact that Una's going to look for tips on that to glue my mouth shut for some.
I'd say there was plenty more to say there. Keep it glued.
Oh my God.
So how did they unglue them?
I don't know, they were, well, in between the skits of laughing and going in and out of the room a few times to apparently decide what was the best course of action. I don't know, I can't really remember. I know they were prying it and they got some liquidy stuff that they poured kind of in at the little bit of my corner of my mouth that was open.
Oh my God.
So and kind of prized it open a little bit. And whatever this liquid was, it just kind of softened it all up.
Okay, so you didn't lose any kind, any like skin on your lips or anything like that?
No, my lips was a bit sore and swollen. Raw for a few days.
Yeah,
you think?
Yeah.
And did you lose any skin off your teeth? What?
No.
You picture it now, an episode of Grey's Anatomy.
I kind of hid indoors for a while, you know. So, needless to say, I do get my nails done now in a proper salon.
Beauty disaster stories while you're at home thinking that you're all brilliant, doing your own bits and pieces, plucking your eyelashes out because you thought it was your eyebrows, and gluing your mouth together because you had your nail glue in your mouth and it burst. Oh my God. So we've one more pair of tickets to give away. Good morning.
My disastrous DIY was 3 days before I got married. I went to get HD brows done.
Is that a good idea? 3 days before you go get married is to get things like that done?
Well, if you've had them done before and you didn't have a reaction.
Oh, you'd be fully confident.
Yeah, would be.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And put it this way, it looked like she had taken coal and just drew on really thick eyebrows to have very little space in the middle and very, very long at the end.
It's like if you give a child a Sharpie.
I'm thinking Mrs. Trunchbull. In Matilda, that's what I'm thinking now, yeah.
And typical Irish, I got up and I was like, oh yes, they're lovely. And then I walked around the shopping centre with a pair of sunglasses on because I was so embarrassed.
Oh, no.
And when I met my husband-to-be, I promised that he wouldn't laugh. And when I took my glasses off, he thought it was the funniest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, 3 days before your wedding.
And I was absolutely horrified that I told him I wouldn't get married if they weren't fixed.
Oh my God.
As if it was his fault, even though it wasn't.
Of course, he gets the blame then.
But thank God, I eventually got them to some sort of normality. And yeah, it was good. But having that 3 days before you get married, thinking, let's do HD brows, is not a good idea.
Make sure to subscribe to keep up with the latest podcasts with Cooper and Una.
Weekdays from 7 a.m. Radio.